after. There's just so much work involved. May 16th is the election that's coming up. Remind our audience of, let me see, we've got a Bonner General Health group, and they're running for what?
Ponderay Hospital District, and so we have five people running for those terms, and we have, again, Cynthia Booz, Bart Casey, and Cynthia's new, Bart Casey, Timothy Cochran, Dwayne Scheffler is new, and Jim Frank.
All right, excellent. So they will be on your ballot, and I am going to the best of my ability, schedule them all to be on the radio so you can do a little meet and greet with them. And the other area where there are two candidates for one position is the East Bonner County Library District. And who are those candidates?
So Susan Shea is the incumbent, and Stacy Rodriguez is the other.
All right, excellent. And we will do our best to have both of those ladies on also. All right, so far we've talked about early voting, and I want us to dig in, or you to dig in for us, to absentee ballot. First of all, how do you get registered to receive an absentee ballot?
You can register online. You start at our election page. So go to Bonner County webpage, and then we have an election tab, or you can go straight to our election page, and there's register to vote. It'll take you to the Secretary of State's website. And there you can register using your driver's license. So your driver's license is linked to your signature. That's how we know it's you. And so you can register that way. Or you can come into our office and register with us that way, the good old-fashioned paper registration card.
And your driver's license has your photo, and so that's the photo ID.
So with registration, registration and voting are two different sets of IDs, and this is the most frustrating thing. But for purposes of registering, you need to show a valid ID. It does not have to be from the state of Idaho, but it has to have your face and your name, and it has to be current by an official source, like a driver's license, a passport. You also need a third piece of information which proves you live in Bonner County, and that would be a utility bill, a mortgage statement, something like that.
Your name and that address.
Those three things, your name, your face, and your address. We have to be able to prove that triangle to allow you to register.
I love it. You triangulate us. It's very secure.
That's right.
All right. So I just went on. It's been a couple of weeks. I went on to the state site. The link is at the BonnerCountyID.gov. And there's a link for elections and for, I think it says absentee registration or something like that. It's easy to find. And it's so quick. It's so easy. It's so smooth. And I just registered again for absentee ballot. And
yes. And on that note, many people do vote absentee. I know that we don't have that many people signed up for absentee voting right now. But you have to re-request that every year. Come mid-end of January of every new year, you have to request it once again. So if you have not done it this year, you do need to do that again.
I love that. Yet another safeguard
right.
In Idaho. You know, Mike, in this last legislative session, there was a House Bill 205 that tried to limit, if that's the right word, to put some restrictions on absentee voting. And to make it not just for convenience, but to make it for military, hospitalization, illness, disability, you know, out of state for whatever reason. And it would kind of pull in absentee. And I would be one of the ones that would be left out.
Right.
would have to vote in person. And I would accept that. It is convenient to vote absentee, but it's really not necessary. Why do you think they were trying to restrict it?
Well, I would be one of the people left out, too, because I'm so busy on election day, I can't make it all the way down south to my precinct to vote. So I think anytime you try to narrowly define, you know, who qualifies for something, you are, by definition, going to leave out some people. I think in other states, that may be a very well-warranted situation. For Idaho, I don't think it's warranted at all, and here's why. You have to sign, and I have to sign my name on my request for an absentee ballot. That's one signature that we proof before we ever even enter that or send you one. Then we send you your absentee ballot, and of course, my office sends you the right one. When we get that back, we again look at your signature. So you have more verification that way than you do if you voted on election day. And there's no chance of taking that and stuffing the ballots because every ballot has a unique ID number, and we don't open it unless the signature matches. So if you stuffed it with, you know, if you stuffed 50,000 envelopes with ballots in there, they would never even be open because the signatures won't match.
It would only
and the
be
ballots
the first
inside
one.
Won't. Won't go.
Yeah, it would only be the first one you received. So whoever got in there and got it
that's
in.
That's if your signature matched.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
And the signature has
that's right.
to match. So absentee balloting or voting really is very, very, very secure.
Bonner County, it's very secure. Now, there is a downside. Some people wait or some people mail it and something could happen to your ballot, right? So it could be misplaced. You know, I don't know what happens to mail. That's sort of a mystery to all of us. I can say that our mail service actually does a phenomenally good job for us. However, some people mail it just under the wire, and if we get it at 8:01 p.m. on election night, we may not count it. We cannot open it up. It's too late.
Yeah. If you're going to absentee ballot, you know, get on it, you know. Register, get the ballot. As soon as you get the ballot, I hope you've made up your mind. I mean, I hope you have the information. You know, for example, ladies and gentlemen, these candidates for Ponderay Hospital District and the East Bonner County Library, they're not going to be on until the first 2 weeks of May. So, you know, if you think you've got the information you need to make a wise selection, then go ahead and do your absentee. Otherwise, you better wait, vote in person. What happens if you get your absentee and then you decide, wait a minute, I want to vote in person because I don't know what's going on?
You can do that. You can do
that. How does that work?
So remember, there are two things. When you get an absentee, when we get your absentee ballot back, we check the envelope. We scan the barcode. If we get that back, we know you voted, so you can't do that. If you've already mailed it back, it's done. But if you change your mind when you have it in your hand and you haven't turned it in yet, you can go on election day to your polling place and say, you know what, I don't want to do this. I want to spoil this ballot, and I want to vote here. I want to vote in my precinct, and they will take that. They will write spoiled on it. Issue you another ticket because you need two. The one that you originally received your absentee ballot with, which you don't even know about as far as our accounting goes, but you need another one because now we've issued two physical ballots, but only one counts. The other one goes into an envelope with void written on it. The tickets help us with our accounting, but you do get to vote again that way.
You know, and I think that within that what we want to emphasize is you need to bring that absentee ballot with you. Don't just leave it at home like I did 1 year. I had to go home and get it before they were going to let me vote.
So
I loved it. I thought, my gosh, I felt like I was going to come back in handcuffs or something.
Let me interrupt you there. This is the really cool thing about our thing.
Yeah.
Even if you don't bring it back, you can still vote because what happens is with our accounting system, can't vote twice. What will happen is we will have your name in the electronic poll books if signed in and issued you a ballot, and it'll pop up saying we've already issued you an absentee ballot. If you don't surrender that ballot, then it'll say not surrendered. We will issue you a ballot, and that'll be voted.
And that new
but it'll only issue it to you if you have not yet returned the ballot to us.
Right.
Now we wait until all those poll books come back at the end of the night, and then we want all the new ballots we received after the time we loaded that database onto those books. So you couldn't vote and then quickly race to our office and drop off that absentee in our drop box because we would catch it.
Honestly,
so
I would
can't
never
beat it.
Do that. I would never do
that. You can't beat it. Oh, but on that note, talking about Dropbox, we're talking about mailing your absentee ballot, and don't get cute with the time. Just get it done. As soon as you do know, I'm not saying be random or haphazard with who you vote for. Make sure you vote properly. But when you do know, you can avoid any iffy situations by coming to the administration building, and we have a Dropbox bolted to the ground and locked. It's a white box. It looks like a mailbox, but it's a white box with a flag. It says vote here, and you can deposit your absentee ballot there, and we check those every day.
I love it. There's so much security around all of this. But my advice is, if you ask for an absentee ballot, to the best of your ability, get informed, get it in on time, and know what you're doing. And I think just show up with it so they can shred it right then and there. Because, you know, these ladies and some men that will give you cookies for voting, they don't like it when you come in and there's like a absentee ballot hanging out someplace. So
let me interrupt you there. So we don't shred them either. We actually write void. And the reason is when...
Oh, because shred just goes away.
No
evidence.
Right. And so when we're audited, it's like it's a ballot audit. The Secretary of State has a lottery in 8 counties. Win the lottery, and we won last time. Yeah. They also audit that to make sure the tickets and the ballots match, including the voided ballots. So it's all locked. It's all captured.
It's all evidence
yes.
of the righteous way of keeping everything straight.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Don't listen to me. They don't shred it, okay? But still listen to me. You know, just bring it, okay? It's just easier if you just bring it. Okay, everybody. Okay, so absentee ballots. I don't think I have any other questions.
There are. So you had one. There was poll cleanup.
Oh, I know. What's the schedule for absentee ballots? Like,
yes.
From when to when are they going to be received?
Okay, so we will mail out all the absentee ballots that we've had requested for is on April 17th. If you request it 17th, it won't go on the 17th because we have to do proper processing and all that, and it'll come out the next business day after that. But 17th is when the first big batch of absentee ballots gets pushed out. And that's not too far away from now. That's just a couple weeks from now.
Yeah.
So we'll get those. You can continue to request absentee ballots all the way through May 5th. Don't wait till May 5th to do that because you are really putting it online. So we get that. We'll try to get it to you that day if we can, but I mean, it depends on when you drop it off at our office. Who knows what will happen with the mail? Will it get there in 1 day or 4 days? And you're really pushing up against that May 16th. So do it. Request it now. If you want an absentee ballot, just request it now.
You can drop off that absentee ballot up to and through Election Day.
At our office, yes. Actually at your polling place, too. You would go and drop that straight in the box. You do not have to hand it to one of the poll workers. You can just show them.
Put it in.
Because they don't have any part of that accounting. They don't have any of the absentee ballot accounting unless you're spoiling it.
They just have a lockbox that
yep.
it goes in.
That's correct.
Awesome. But yeah, the best advice for absentee is if you haven't asked for it, ask for it now. Go online and get it and use it. And use it early so it doesn't get hung up someplace. You don't want that to happen. Yes.
So we do have another thing. So the presidential primary is a hot bill that went through, moving it from March to May. All of our March election dates may move to May. Right now, the Senate and House passed those, and it's on the governor's desk right now. He can do nothing and it goes through, or he can sign it, or he can veto it. And so we don't know what's going to happen with that yet, but that's something to keep an eye out for. And that would change, that would eliminate all March elections.
So, and August.
Not August. Nope, just
they
March.
They
only did one.
I thought maybe the original bill was March and August, and it got rewritten.
That was
Senate
one of the
early ones.
Early ones.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I was trying to see the status of that, if the governor had signed it or what he was going to do with it. And I don't know. I couldn't find out anything. Then again, I don't have the sources that you have.
Right.
All right. We have got another topic I want to get into, but we're going to go to our last break. The topic coming up is the inactive voters that were removed from the polls all across Idaho. Really, what a good news story that is. And again, how vigilant and how secure Idaho is in keeping our elections safe and real. All right, so we're going to talk about that when we come back.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. A medium McCafe iced coffee in any flavor is just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
There's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Nothing fits your morning routine like your favorite breakfast. From a sausage McMuffin to a sausage burrito to those crisp, flaky, fluffy hash browns. Mix and match them every day with buy one, get one for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help your member, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, we personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
And it is our pleasure to have Mike Rosedale. He is Bonner County Clerk on the air with us today and talking with you and giving you all this information that you need to be an involved, legit voter in Idaho, whether it's early voting, absentee voting, or on the day, the good old-fashioned way, vote on the on Election Day, which is coming up May 16th. And you vote at your polling places. And Mike, tell our audience again, if they are unsure as to where they're supposed to go vote, or even where they can go, well, if they want to drop off their absentee ballot, they need to come to the county building on Division and Highway 2.
Yes, if it's before Election Day.
If it's before Election Day, if you want to vote early in person or drop off an absentee and not put it in the mail, then you have to go to the county building.
Right, and our drop box is inside, so it's only open during business hours. So it's not, people have heard some bad things about drop boxes. Right, no, this is inside in our foyer, so you would wait. You have to come during business hours.
I saw videos of drop boxes at 3 o'clock in the morning in Pennsylvania.
Too. Yep,
That's not happening in Idaho. But in talking about on the day of election, how do they find out their polling places again?
You can go onto our election website, and there's a button that says, "Where do I vote?" And that will take you right to that. So you'll get to a place where you can type in your address. When you type in your address, it'll give you the location of your polling place.
It's wonderful. I love computers. All right, we've got more good news for our listeners, and that has to do with cleaning up the voter rolls across Idaho, including Bonner County. Tell our audience about that.
So naturally, we clean up the rolls every week, every month. And so when we have notice from the funeral homes here, when somebody passes away, they always let us know who passed away. And so we check the rolls, make sure that if they are registered, we remove them from the rolls. Sometimes we get letters of people that have moved, and we remove those as well. And then sometimes the law states that if somebody hasn't voted in 4 years, we remove them, and then if they actually are wanting to be active, they'll just re-register the next time they come to vote. However, there are some people that fall between those cracks, and they're not, you know, fraudulent. They're not committing, you know, anything, you know, devious. They've just moved out of state, and they just didn't tell their past election office that they've moved. So let's say somebody from here moves to Utah, and they register to vote there, and we just don't know about that. So they're still on our books. And until we get a master cleanup list like the one we received last year, somebody had done some research, and all the counties in Idaho got one, and the Secretary of State said, yes, go ahead and remove those. They had a high level of confidence. Those were all people that had moved and were no longer properly registered. So we were able to remove those. About 1,000 for Bonner County. We've received other lists, but those have not had the same level of veracity with the Secretary of State. And voting is a very sacred thing. You can't just yank somebody off the voting list because somebody said so.
All right, so yeah, almost 1,000. My number, I'm looking at 878, but that may not be the final number. But across Idaho, 74,000 names.
Sounds right.
Were taken off of the active voting rolls. I like that after 4 years, if you have not voted in a normal way or haven't voted in 4 years, you automatically are taken off. But what I really like that we've talked about is every year your absentee ballot registration becomes invalid.
Yes.
You gotta keep that one every year. But if you just haven't voted like a regular person in 4 years, then your name's going to fall off.
And I think the reason for that is if you haven't voted for 4 years, it's a pretty good guess you've moved. Because if you're a voter and you haven't voted for 4 years, there's something a little amiss that way, right?
I
mean, you would think that there's something else going on.
Yeah, exactly. Though, you know what? People are inexplicable sometimes. I was talking, this has actually been maybe a month or more ago, I was talking with Julie Ellsworth, our state treasurer, about safety deposit boxes that go through a whole slew of situations, and finally they get to her desk, and you know, people just have, they just what, forget they have them, they die, and the heirs don't know
right.
It exists. Nobody's got the key. Nobody knows what the key is for. It's crazy the way people can lose track of themselves.
Right.
And it can happen with voting too. I don't
right.
know. They just get busy or they get sick and they forget to vote, and right. hey, you know, you're gonna get taken off the rolls. All right, so that is good news for your team and for Bonner County and for Idaho. I like it. Go ahead. You have a thought.
Yeah, so I would say we're running towards the end here, but I would tell people once again, as you already mentioned, if you want an absentee ballot, do that now. If you haven't done it yet this year, you do not have one. So if you want to get an absentee ballot, do that now. Then if you get an absentee ballot, the other thing I would say is if you know who you want to vote for, just do it now. Don't wait. And you're welcome to mail it back.
Or bring it back.
But I would do it sooner than later because yeah. strange things happen. We have windstorms. We have rain, you know, whatever. We have train derailments now, right? So you just don't know. And some of our mail goes out to Spokane and back, right? Or down to Utah and back. And so you just don't know what's going to happen. So just be on the leading side of that time crunch.
I just took down my decorations for, I don't know, farms burning or different explosions going on. Now I'm going to have to put up my train derailment decoration. I don't know what's going on. All right, we have another important thing for you all to know about, and that has to do with student IDs. Our legislature and our governor has signed it. They have eliminated student IDs as a valid ID for a voter in Idaho. Tell us, first of all, how that's going to work, and are you in favor of that?
Well, so we have so many different institutions giving IDs, and there's no set uniformity to those. Some look better than others, some don't. It's hard to know exactly what's official or what's not, or if it's, you know, made at home or whatnot. Most everybody, and 98 or 99% of all voters use a driver's license anyway. Many of the people with student IDs that use student IDs also have a driver's license. They're, I believe, something that also passed with this is that if you don't have an official ID from the state, you will be given one for free. Mm-hmm. So you will have an official ID if you want to vote. That's not the thing. The problem was is that there are so many different types of student ID from different institutions, it was impossible to be able to set out a criteria with which to verify it's legitimate or not.
Yeah, I think it's excellent. I'm not surprised that the governor who, I don't know, I'm not surprised that the governor signed it, and nor that both our House and the Senate passed that. It's a good law, and it's just yet another safeguard that Idaho has to keep our voting safe and secure.
Right.
All right, let's just repeat for our audience the date and their voting options coming up in May.
Okay, so we have two bond levy questions for Lakeland School District in May, if you're Lakeland, and that's about 150 of you out there in Radio Land. Mm-hmm. West Bonner County School District, which is almost a half the county, has also a measure, and that is a $4,700,000 supplemental levy. You will have that to vote on. Just about, well, the East Bonner County Library is about half the county, 40% of the county, and you have a trustee question. You have two people running, Susan Shea and Stacy Rodriguez, and 95% of the county has Pondere Hospital District trustees. There are four positions, and you have five people running, and those five people are Cynthia Boos, Bart Casey, Timothy Cochran, Dwayne Shuffler, and Jim Frank. And so that's what you have to look forward to.
And the just for clarification, the Pondere District or Hospital District, that is Bonner General Health. That is
yes,
our hospital.
That is correct.
It's just got a name, and I don't know why they call it that. I'm sure there's a good reason. All right. Thank you so very much
for
information that you bring. All the best to you and your staff. It's like you guys are entering into the fray right now.
This is the good time.
Yes. This is when you're making memories, right?
That's right. Next year will be a hoot. Presidential all over again. That's when it gets really exciting. And stay tuned for later this year. November will be very busy. We have all sorts of districts, cities, et cetera. So November will be a very active.
It's like city council.
Exactly.
Mayors.
Water sewer districts,
all the
et cetera.
Water sewer district. And, you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because those districts and even these districts, the Pondere Hospital District, the library, they assess taxes. They pass budgets, they have taxing authority, and they cost us money. So, you know, we need to always have candidates from both sides of the aisle, so to speak, vying for those positions. When does it open up? We don't really have time for that answer, but I'll have you back on in plenty of time to give our audience the November information.
Great.
All right. Excellent. Thanks, everybody. Next week, we're going to talk with former County Commissioner Dan McDonald. This is going to definitely be an interesting program. Until then, I'm thanking you for being with us. Stay safe out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.
On air at 97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry.